Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
State Representative Eddie DePuschinski, 121st Legislative District. Ed, I know that you were there early. When you got to the scene, what was your first impression?
Well, actually, I couldn't believe it, to be honest with you. You know, in northeastern Pennsylvania, we do not get many tornadoes. And the destruction was pretty incredible. One of the first things that certainly caught everybody's eye was a U-Haul truck on top of another U-Haul truck, another U-Haul truck on its side, another truck that had its the box completely ripped apart. The power lines were strewn across the roads and the properties. Some of the poles were ripped in half. I mean, you're talking about incredible force and velocity that I've never seen that close up.
Go ahead.
Just say one thing, Frank. The most remarkable thing that I thought, so after I see all of this incredible devastation, right in the parking lot, there's one of those flower tents, yellow and white flower tents. I don't know if anyone mentioned this to you, but it's up. The flowers inside are hanging from there. The flowers outside are sitting upright and hanging on there on the poles. And the reason I bring this up is because the devastation at U-Haul and Kalanchings ripping that stuff apart, it's only 100, 150 yards away from the tent, and the tent was completely standing, no apparent damage. And I think the point I want to make to you is I received my warning on my phone last night, and that was at about 10 o'clock, and it said the tornado was going to hit around 10:30 that evening. And then the lights flickered, the TV went off, and I still didn't think too much about it. It started raining very hard in Wilkes-Barre. There was wind, you know, there was a lot of tumultuous sounds out there, but it wasn't devastating. And it passed in about 15 minutes or so. And I said, okay, the TVs came back on. I said, all right. Went to bed thinking nothing of it. Jeepers, cats. When I got up this morning and I had some pictures that came on, some of my friends videoed me stuff. It was unbelievable. So I'm saying if you are in an area where they are now saying there's a tornado coming through, take shelter. Because if you're in the path of U-Haul and Kalanchik's, used to be Kaplan's Furniture, you don't have a chance.
Eddie, this is your area in the 121st district. These are the business people that you represent. These are your neighbors. And I'm, you know, we've been talking about the hand of God here. It happened after the stores were closed. Minor injuries. I mean, that sign blown 6 miles away, that could have killed somebody. Just that, the vehicles that were moved around. I mean, as bad as it is, it could have been a tremendous fatal tragedy.
You are 100% right. I don't know how we were able to be that fortunate for people to simply have, I think it was six people with some minor injuries, never went to the hospital or anything. And if you were up here, you would see sheets of metal hanging on wires. I mean, heavy things that most people couldn't pick up. Big pieces of roofs that are strewn all over the place. I'm talking about pieces of trusses. Metal trusses, wooden splinters. I mean, this was I've never seen anything like that, especially in Pennsylvania. I remember Carrie, I was at Lake Carrie several years ago, but it wasn't like this.
Now, Eddie, I know while you're there, you know, looking at the damage, you've also been trying to coordinate a lot of response. I know I talked to your Harrisburg office, and you've talked to Senator Casey. You've talked to Congressman Matt Cartwright. Of course, the governor was there. Are you right now confident that everything's going to come together to help put this back together?
Oh, there's no doubt about it. Senator Udichak also made sure that he was here as well. So we have all hands on deck. And I'm going to tell you something else. The first responders that came on the scene last night at 11 o'clock, 12 o'clock, stayed throughout this. Fantastic. I think there were over 17 communities that provided emergency vehicles. Incredible. You remember the terminology, Valley with the Heart?
Absolutely.
Buddy, we still have that heart. You know, just wonderful outreach, outpouring of support. The governor was really, really shocked, just like I was, to see this devastation. And, of course, what we're trying to do now is assess everything. We have to do a careful assessment because it's going to take more than an hour, 2 hours today. It'll be several days. And then we've got to calculate everything, and hopefully we can qualify, I believe we will, for FEMA, the Federal Emergency Management Agency, for some dollars to help our businesses and the folks down here, and, of course, with FEMA as well.
All right.
So, yeah, everybody's on board. I got callbacks from the governor, from Congressman Cartwright, from Senator Casey. Johnny called me up, Johnny Udichak. Everybody's here. We're all trying to help out. We got all the key people in government here. State police, all law enforcement, emergency personnel. They're unbelievable.
Just now, I imagine that your office is going to be busy for days here, and I guess if people who are involved in this storm need help, it would be your office to steer them to FEMA or Pennsylvania Emergency Management. I don't know how it's going to work, but I guess you're going to be putting all those logistics together.
Yes, and we have been, and I've asked the Wilkes-Barre administration and the emergency personnel to try to give our news broadcasters updates every 4 or 5 hours, you know, to help the folks out. Right now, this is not an area for the public. They have not even been able to start cleaning up the roads. You can't even drive on the roads on the internal part because I guarantee you, you're going to get a flat tire. There's debris all over the place. So hopefully you're going to be able to get those coordinated updates. And that should be able to tell people wherever they have to go. Red Cross is here as well. That's about all I can tell you at this point.
Well, that's plenty. And I know you're busier than can, and I'm grateful that you called. And anytime you have any kind of information, please feel free to call WYLK and give us an update. Thank you, Ed.
Well, thank you very much, Frank. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Bye-bye. That's Eddie DePashinsky, State Representative, 121st Legislative District.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.